Well, I think there's enough misery in the sense of the farmers that's been spread that it probably politically isn't going to help anybody. Although, on the other hand, it's done with such a way, and I know the arguments that they're making, is that you got to do something now. We got to show some movement. Can't take it all. Look at all the money we have invested in this thing. So it was a dicey political one, and, you know, surprisingly, they handled it well.
Mm-hmm. Dick Batchelor, what are your thoughts? I mean, what does this decision show about bipartisanship in Washington?
Well, they, it shows they can make decisions on the heels of passing an appropriations bill. But there are some bad side effects, in my opinion. You've got about $10 billion cut out of the food stamp program, which is obviously going to hurt a number of people who are on food stamps, particularly those who are unemployed over 27 weeks. And then I should get a really look at the bill. I mean, it is crop subsidy, and it is farm subsidy. And depending on which side of the aisle you fall down on this, you could argue either way whether or not these farmers should be getting all the tax breaks they're getting to subsidize milk and crops and sugar and everything else. So there's certainly a debate to be had about that. But it does demonstrate politically that they can, like, reach a decision and actually pass something.
Mm-hmm.
Novel approach.
When you talk about food stamps, I guess they have a different name now, but what kind of impact are you going to see in Central Florida with that reduction in the amount of those subsidies there?
Yeah, the program is now called SNAPS, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, and you're going to see some cuts in Florida. You can't cut $10 billion out of this federal budget and not have some impact in Florida. I don't know the real consequence of that, but if you couple that with the governor deciding he's not going to take the Medicaid expansion, you're going to have some people who are Medicaid eligible and food stamp eligible won't be getting Medicaid and without their food stamps cut. So I can't tell you what that number is, but I tell you it will have an impact.
Mm-hmm. Lou Fry, what are your thoughts on that? Do you think the other agencies will have to pick up the slack there, the churches and the like?
Well, supposedly things are going to be paid for. So if you're putting a little more money in one agency, you should be taking that out of the other agency. And frankly, if they do that, it works.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're doing all right. But this bill has been politically dynamite since I got there in the late 60s. I mean, that was something you just sort of were glad when it was over. And the other thing, it was a great time for a little negotiating. For instance, the space program always needed some help and some more money. And
mm-hmm.
it was always a place if you could work with the people from the Midwest and their crop issues, which was somewhat easy in Florida. Because remember, most of our crops in Florida aren't subsidized. So we could be a lot more pure than people from other states.
That's true.
But it was a political football.
A place for negotiating. That seems to be not what's going on Capitol Hill these days.
Well, it's actually the last couple months they've done more negotiating than they have in the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems like it wouldn't be a political conversation without talking about the debt ceiling, another big issue, of course. The clock running out on the deadline to raise that spending limit. Estimates have the Treasury Department running out of spending by authority by February 27th, which isn't too far away. House Speaker Boehner has been talking with the White House, but no package has been proposed. Lou Fry, are we facing another bit of debt ceiling fight again at the end of this month?
Yeah, there's been 100 times the president has changed the debt ceiling in the Congress, you know, and they've written this legislation pretty well. It's going to be very simple to extend it if they can get the votes. The problem they've got is that nobody believes that the debt is really going to be bad, even though the numbers show that the percentage of the GDP could go up to 77%. And they also put out the fact that if they don't do anything at all, that all the money will be sucked up by the debt and by interest on the debt. And so the debt, we may swoosh by on this one, and I think we probably will. But sooner or later, someone's got to recognize we got that $5 trillion gorilla out there who expects to be paid.
Mm-hmm. Dick Batchelor, what do you think the Congress needs to do to get the debt ceiling raised?
Well, one difference between now and the last time is you've got every Republican, including Congressman Boehner, the Speaker of the House, and Eric Cantor, the number two in the House, saying, look, we are not going to not pay our bills.